The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. I was just discussing with someone the episode I recorded on October 14th, in which I talked about how my perfectionism is making it difficult for me to record episodes because I feel the need to prepare and to basically make it into a whole shiur. And I was just talking about this with someone tonight, and I want to redouble my efforts to not make this into a shiur. And I'm going to do that by just recording, you know, based on whatever readiness I have right now. I have an episode in mind, and I did minimal preparation, so we'll see how it turns out. Okay, so this today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, Chapter 51. It's the last chapter in Book 4. Always run on the short road, and nature's road is short. Therefore, say and do everything in the soundest way. Such a purpose releases a man from the labors of service, from all need to manage or impress. So the question is, what does he mean by always run on the short road? You know, what does it mean, short road? And this is clearly I don't know if it's an idiom, but he's definitely making a reference here. Since I'm not preparing, then I did not try to do extensive research online. I'm just going to take what I see and whether or not this is what his intent was, then I think it's going to be a good idea. So I associated to a pasuk in Koheles that says, this is the last pasuk in chapter 7, 729 in Koheles Ecclesiastes. Levad re'eze matasi, aside from this, I have found, asher asa ha'elukim es adam yashar, that God made man upright or straight. V'hima vikshu chishponos rabim, but they have sought many schemes. Okay, so I've seen that God made man upright, but they have sought many schemes. So the commentary that is attributed to the Rashbam, I don't know exactly why we're in doubt about it, but it's Al Torah says it's attributed to the Rashbam, says, he has seen that Asher Asa Ubarach Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam Yashar V'Na'e, that God made man upright and beautiful, literally. What does that mean? Shabara Aso B'Demuso U'Vitzamo, that God made man in his likeness in his form, which refer to the intellect, the fact that man was created with an intellect or with an intellect and free will. That's how the Sforno explains it. I mean, everyone says it's referring to the intellect, but Sforno says Tzelem Elohim is the intellect and Demus Elohim, the likeness of God, is free will. So that's what it means, that God made man upright with an intellect. And then Vehema, B'nei Adam, they, meaning mankind, Bikshu Chishvonos, they have sought Chishvonos, which Rashbam says is machshavos, is thoughts or plans or schemes, which he says is mizimos ra'os v'rabos, many evil schemes, lasur mimitzvos shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, to deviate from the mitzvos of God, v'ra'a rabba hi adam, and this is a bad deal for man. This causes a lot of bad for man. So that was what I associated to, and then when I read that, I associated to a quotation from the King of Rational Thought. Now, the King of Rational Thought is a character created by my friend Doug Taylor when he wrote articles in one of the local Seattle newspapers that had these little stories that were intended to depict Rabbi Moskowitz and to basically like distill Mishlaic wisdom, ideas from Mishlei, from the Book of Proverbs, for a general audience. Okay, so he had this character named the King of Rational Thought, and they would have these dialogues. And there's a line from the King of Rational Thought that I have taped up on my wall of quotes, which is, just do the right thing and enjoy yourself. Okay, and I often think to myself when I see that quote, if only it were that easy, you know? But that's the thing that I think Marcus Aurelius and Shlomo HaMelech and the King of Rational Thought are all capturing, which is really, like, in principle, it is that easy. Like, God gave you an intellect. The intellect can see, you know, what is true, what is rational, and just follow it. Like, just follow, use the tool that God gave you and follow it. But no, instead of doing that, not only that, but like as the Rashbam says, God also gave us mitzvos to direct us. You know, mitzvos are the, I assume he doesn't just mean the 630 mitzvos. I assume he means all of Torah, which is a regimen that brings those who practice it properly to true human success. So just follow it, you know. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu says, all God asks for you is that you fear him and serve him and cling to him and all that other stuff. You know, it's that easy. So in concept, it's easy. The problem is that we seek out all of these other schemes and fantasies and follow these delusions and denials and we build up these great fantasies in our minds about what pleasure is going to be like, or about what success we can have, or what accomplishments we can have, and then we get let down when we don't get those things, and that spirals us into another like venture to try again because it didn't work that time, it may work the next time, and that's what all of Koheles is about. But really, it's just it is right there. Like I've said this many times. Also in the name of Rabbi Moskowitz, the Book of Mishle, which is about decision-making, has one main idea, which can be summed up as Ezehu Chacham Haro Es HaNolad, who is wise, one who sees the consequences of his actions. But because we are so plagued and burdened by our psyche and all of its forces pulling us this way and that, we need to work through all of our emotions. We need to think through every decision. We need to, like see past the immediate pleasure that tempts us, and the irrational fears that inhibit us, and we need to deal with it on a particularized level, and that's what makes it not simple. So what is the point then of depicting it in such simple terms? It's a good question, right? He just says always run on the short road. So the pitch that Marcus Aurelius gives is interesting, because he says, if you do this, if you do everything in the soundest way, meaning following the short road, such a purpose releases a man from the labors of service, from all need to manage or impress. So he frames it as a path to liberation, and specifically liberation from social pressures, pressure. And by social pressures, I mean like demands that society puts on you, and then the need to impress, to have a certain esteem in the eyes of other people. So maybe that's a way out, Like what does happen if you live your life just saying, I'm going to do the right thing and enjoy myself, and not care what other people think and not care about all these schemes, and just, just do the right thing. I don't know. I mean, is that possible? In other words, is it actually possible to do what Marcus Aurelius is saying? Or is he saying it this way because that puts you into a certain mindset that makes it easier to do, but it's always going to be a battle? Let's leave that as a question. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbishneweis. Oh, I also want to mention something that I did last year and then just forgot about when I took my sacred pause at the beginning of the summer and didn't remember until now. We used to have like a Friday Q&As where people would send questions and about Stoicism or the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism, and then I would try to answer them. I enjoyed those, and then I just forgot about them. So if you have any questions, then feel free to send them to me, rabbishneweis@gmail.com. Another thing I haven't done in a very long time is I enjoy it so much when I get feedback about this podcast, about things that you liked or you found useful or even like constructive criticism, but it just it helps me to realize that I'm doing this for actual I'm producing content for actual people, and it also gives me an idea about like what is working and what's having an impact. So feel free to email me just to say I was listening to such and such an episode and had such and such an insight, or I was going about my life and then like this situation happened and reminded me of this idea and I like this aspect of this idea. So any feedback is very much appreciated. Okay, anyway, back to the outro. Alternatively, not alternatively to sending me Q&As, but alternatively to the Patreon, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis and my Zelle and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. It's funny because I just noticed when I was at my Buzzsprout today, we are at that time that happens now that I'm back at a full schedule where I'm overtime on almost all my podcasts and overtime costs money. Yeah. Wow. I'm almost 2 hours overtime on my Raman Pekios podcast, my Mishle podcast. I'm an hour and a half overtime. There's still a couple more days until the building Oh no, there's a lot more days. Wow, we're going to be really over time. Okay, anyway, this is why the contributions help pays for overtime. If you'd like to sponsor a day's or a week's worth of content, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneewis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.